G'day, John. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
We're going to start with a cruise. It's Dubai to Yokohama, 28 nights, 3349, booked by 28th of February.
Yeah, this is a bit of an unusual one, but a very interesting cruise. It's with MSC Cruises. It's, as you said, it's 28 nights, and you get three free shore excursions, and you get a free mealtime drinks package and 30% laundry discount. So a few things that cost you a little bit more when you go on a cruise for free, which is fantastic. When you look at it, it's probably a little bit over $100 a day. So that's almost cheaper than staying at home. Starts off in Dubai, of course, and goes through Oman, Sri Lanka, go to Colombo, Thailand, Phuket, Langkawi, Penang, Singapore, Ho Chi Minh in Vietnam, Hong Kong, Shanghai, and then into Yokohama. So a real mixed bag of places, but wonderful places to visit.
Is Yokohama a name of a tyre?
It is the name of a tyre.
has got nothing to do with tyres.
I used to have some Yokohama tyres on my car. I think they're a soft compound, but they are beautiful to ride on.
Booked by the 28th of February.
Yeah, get in and get into it.
Next one is a summer sail on the Ghan. I'm sure you watched the whole Ghan special last weekend. What was it, 13 hours of travelling on the Ghan?
Look, it was on the TV a couple of days last week. And I've had a few clients ring up and say it was fantastic, and it was certainly an insight into the product.
This one is booked by the 31st of March.
Yeah, they've got a summer sale on at the moment, so there's Darwin to Alice Springs, Darwin to Adelaide, Perth to Adelaide, Perth to Sydney, Melbourne. There's all the sectors you can do, so sale on at the moment, and some of the deals where you've got packages included as in accommodation, they'll give you two free nights as well. So come and see us if you want to get on the Ghan. It's the sort of trip you have to book generally quite a few months in advance. It's very, very popular, so come and see us and we'll try and sort you out.
It's a long, long trip.
It is a long trip. It's a couple of days, you know. A lot of people love train travel. I don't mind it.
Probably half an hour is long enough for you.
I've done a couple of 2 or 3 hour stints. I haven't really done anything longer than 3 hours, but a lot of people love it.
Next one is a South America summer tour. It's with Bunnik Tours.
Yeah, this one's from Bunnik Tours, which is based in Adelaide, so a good Australian-based company. They specialise in small groups, so group size maximum is 20. A lot of people are really getting into that now. It's hard to get in a big group of 40 sometimes and enjoy yourself as much. 20 is fantastic. They're a top-class product. There's a pretty good price on it because it's a really extensive trip, so it's 30 days in South America, flight inclusive, so it's Melbourne to Melbourne, and you'll see Peru, you'll see Bolivia, Argentina, all those different places. So all the iconic things, Iguazu Falls, Buenos Aires, Machu Picchu, Sacred Valley, just a plethora of things to do.
You haven't been to South America, but you've heard good things about it?
Yeah, look, everyone goes and raves about it. They're really, really friendly people. Spanish is obviously the spoken language there, and I've got zero Spanish skills, but I managed to get by in Spain, so you probably get by in there as well. People are pretty friendly to tourists, so should be pretty good.
That's with Bunnik Tours. And finally, another cruise, Shanghai to Yokohama, 11 nights for the price of 8.
Yeah, this is another one with MSC Cruises, so again, probably a little bit off the beaten track, but when you've done the Pacific Islands a few times, you probably think you're looking for something different to do. So this one starts off in Shanghai and goes up through Yokohama, Sendai, Amori, Muran, and does touch into Russia in Vladivostok. That's a lovely place, I believe. And an interesting trip. And that one's from $17.94 per person, so 11 nights. You're probably looking $150 a night, and you get some real iconic places.
Now, John, you didn't work last Saturday. That means you'd be working today. That'd be right?
No.
No?
No, not working this week.
A couple of weekends off in a row.
2 weekends off in a row, and look out a straight day weekend. We don't work on long weekends either, so 3 in a row.
So who's on today?
Shell and Kerry, both very experienced travel agents, and they'll help you out, and what they can't do, they'll get the rest of us to help you with.
Go and see the girls today at Bendigo Travel and Cruise. Corner Mitchell and Hargrove Streets. Open at 10. Thanks, John. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Cheers, everybody.